Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Bane Chronicles, The Course of True Love and First Dates by Cassandra Clare. Read by Gareth David Lloyd.
It was Friday night in Brooklyn, and the city lights were reflecting off the sky. Orange-tinted clouds pressing summer heat against the sidewalks like a flower between the pages of a book. Magnus walked the floor of his loft apartment alone and wondered, with what amounted to only mild interest, if he was about to be stood up. Being asked out by a shadowhunter had been among the top 10 strangest and most unexpected things that had ever happened to Magnus. And Magnus had always endeavoured to live a very unexpected life. He had surprised himself by agreeing. This past Tuesday had been a dull day at home with the cat, and an inventory list that included horned toads. Then, Alec Lightwood, eldest son of the shadowhunters who ran the New York Institute, had turned up on Magnus's doorstep, thanked him for saving his life, and asked him out, while turning 15 shades between puce and mauve. In response, Magnus had promptly lost his mind, kissed him, and made a date for Friday. The whole thing had been extremely odd. For one thing, Alec had come and said thank you to Magnus for saving his life. Very few shadowhunters would have thought of doing such a thing. They thought of magic as their right, due whenever they needed it, and regarded warlocks as either conveniences or nuisances. Most of the Nephilim would as soon have thought of thanking an elevator for arriving at the right floor. Then there was the fact that no shadowhunter had ever asked Magnus out on a date before. They had wanted favours, of several kinds, magical and sexual, and strange. None of them had wanted to spend time with him, go out to a movie and share popcorn. He wasn't even sure shadowhunters watched movies. It was such a simple thing. Such a straightforward request. As if no shadowhunter had ever broken a plate because Magnus had touched it, or spat warlock as if it were a curse. As if all old wounds could be healed. Made as though they had never been, and the world could become the way it looked through Alec Lightwood's clear blue eyes. At the time, Magnus had said yes because he wanted to say yes. It was quite possible, however, that he had said yes because he was an idiot. After all, Magnus had to keep reminding himself, Alec wasn't even all that into Magnus. He was simply responding to the only male attention he'd ever had. Alec was closeted, shy, obviously insecure, and obviously hung up on his blonde friend, Trace Wayland. Magnus was fairly certain that was the name. But Wayland had reminded Magnus, inexplicably, of Will Herondale, and Magnus didn't want to think about Will. He knew the best way to spare himself heartbreak was not to think about lost friends, and not to get mixed up with shadowhunters again. He had told himself that this date would be a bit of excitement, an isolated incident, in a life that had become a little too routine, and nothing more. He tried not to think of the way he'd given Alec an out, and how Alec had looked at him, and said with devastating simplicity, I like you. Magnus had always thought of himself as someone who could wrap words around people, trip them up, or pull the wool over their eyes when he had to. It was amazing how Alec could just cut through it all. It was more amazing that he didn't even seem to be trying. As soon as Alec had left, Magnus had called Katerina, sworn her to secrecy, and then told her all about it.
Did you agree to go out with him because you think the Lightwoods are jerks and you want to show them you can corrupt their baby boy? Asked Katerina.
Magnus balanced his feet on Chairman Meow.
I do think the Lightwoods are jerks, he admitted. And that does sound like something I'd do, damn it.
No, it doesn't really, said Katerina. You're sarcastic 12 hours a day, but you're almost never spiteful. You have a good heart under all the glitter.
Katerina was the one with the good heart. Magnus knew exactly whose son he was and where he came from.
Even if it was spite, no one could blame you, not after the circle, after all that happened.
Magnus looked out the window.